Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. The state Senate passed its version of the operating budget Thursday night, and in doing so, approved deep last-minute cuts to K-12 schools and the University of Alaska. The budget ultimately passed 15-5 in a reconsideration vote, coming in at $3.5 billion of general fund spending on government agency operations. The budget is about $200 million smaller than the one already passed by the state house. The Senate on Monday rolled out 5% cuts to K-12 schools and the University of Alaska. The move cut $69 million from the per-student funding formula for K-12 schools and some $22 million from University of Alaska funding. According to the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District, the cut would amount to a $7.6 million cut from local schools. The University of Alaska cuts were called devastating by UA President Jim Johnson, and the university has called a special meeting of the Board of Regents next week to address the situation. Senate Minority Democrats offered amendments to restore funding for schools and the university, as well as a handful of other programs, but the GOP majority overrode them. The passage of the operating budget has usually been routine in recent years due to the size of the Republican-led majority, but Thursday night brought with it a shakeup. Republican Senator Mike Dunleavy of Wasilla broke from the Senate Majority Caucus to vote against the budget in the first round of voting. Dunleavy's departure could create a problem for the Senate, decreasing its majority to one vote below the necessary three-quarter vote to access the state's constitutional budget reserve. Using money from the reserve as a critical element of the Senate's permanent fund-only approach to closing the state's multi-billion-dollar budget gap. But after making his initial vote against the budget, Dunleavy voted in favor of the budget on reconsideration, which he told reporters was an accident, as well as the three-quarters vote to access the budget reserve. The budget now goes to the House, which sets up end-of-session negotiations between the House and Senate on the final form of the budget. A North Star Borough School District committee has three suggestions for renaming Badger Road Elementary School in North Pole. The school board initiated a process to choose a new name for the school last November after it came to light that the man the road is named after, pioneer farmer and politician Harry Badger, was convicted of raping a child in 1916. A committee of parents, teachers, and other community members collected name suggestions from students and the public. School Naming Advisory Committee facilitator Jeff Jacobson shared the committee's top choices with the school board at its regular meeting this week.
First choice, Trinyakta Elementary School. We live in Athabascan traditional lands. The name respects that, and also its meaning, where we are growing, accurately describes what takes place at the school.
The number two name is Ursa Major Elementary.
The school mascot is the Brown Bear. Brown Bear was a popular name choice by students. Ursa Major, or Great Bear, is a constellation in the northern celestial hemisphere and is an attempt to honor the spirit of the student's choice.
The number three name is Midnight Sun Elementary. Jacobson said 92 names were submitted for consideration. He said duplicate suggestions and any referencing Badger were eliminated, as well as any personal names, a reflection of turmoil surrounding Harry Badger.
And the desire to spare any other family negative scrutiny and public vilification. For this reason, names of individuals did not score high on the vetting process.
The school board will take public comment and vote on a new name for Badger Road Elementary at its next regular meeting, April 18th. Alaska legislative leaders plan to work beyond the voter-approved 90-day session limit, with the state budget and elements of a deficit reduction plan unresolved. The session is scheduled to end April 16th, but House and Senate leaders expect to miss that deadline. The Constitution allows for sessions of up to 121 days. Lawmakers haven't always held fast to the 90-day limit, which has been in effect since 2008. Given the magnitude of issues being weighed this session, House Speaker Bryce Edgman said his members want to take the time to do things right. The Senate has passed legislation that would allow structured draws from Alaska's oil wealth fund to help pay for government. House leaders have argued that alone isn't enough. The House is also considering an income tax as well as oil tax and credit changes. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.